All right. My name is Claire Simone Petrie, and this is Ellen Gus Freedy, and we're going to talk today about a water resource project we're working on in rural Nicaragua. So Partners in Health, Improving Water Resources in Rural Nicaragua, Agua Para Todos, is a community partnership for health between a community in rural Nicaragua and Valparaiso University Student Chapter of Engineers Without Borders. I'd also like to thank the other faculty who are in the room and other undergraduate students who were also involved in this project. I have no personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation to disclose. So according to the Pan American Health Association, health inequities related to gender, ethnicity, socioeconomic status, and geography exist in rural Nicaragua, due in part to lack of resources to or lack of access to health resources. So the purpose of community-based participatory action research is to promote health equality through a partnership between the researchers and the community with a goal of commitment to social transformation for improved health. In this way, community-based participatory action research is a collaborative approach to research which equitably involves all partners in the research process and stresses the unique strengths that each brings to the project. The research begins with a topic of importance to the community, with the aim of combining knowledge and action for social change to improve community health and eliminate health disparities. This research method involves six phases: partnership, assessment, planning, implementation, evaluation, and dissemination. The community partnership of this project began in the fall of 2007 with key informant interviews. So an ecological approach An ecological approach provides the conceptual foundation for community-based participatory action for this research project. According to ecological development theory, individuals develop in the environments in which they interact. Dependent on the age of this individual, these environments can include the family, the school or workplace, and the community. And approval for this project was obtained through Valparaiso University's Institutional Review Board. So this slide depicts the demographic data obtained from the key informants who participated in the partnership phase in the fall of 2007. There were 13 key informants who consented to participate in our research project. They ranged in age from 31 to 52 years. 7 key informants were male and 6 were female. The education level of the participants ranged from completion of second grade all the way through 6 years of college. So the key informants represented the following occupations. There are 5 health care providers, 2 teachers, 2 non-governmental organization representatives, 2 faith-based leaders, 1 politically appointed community health leader, and 1 engineer. So this slide depicts that the majority of health respondents were health care providers. The health care providers included nurses, physicians, and community health workers. So community-based participatory action research is a cyclical and iterative process that involves developing a partnership with the community. After developing a partnership with the community, we will develop a community assessment tool in partnership with the community. Then we will implement that assessment tool and use the data from the community assessment to define a plan of action in partnership with the community. We will evaluate that plan of action and then disseminate this information with the community. As you can see, the community partnership is essential to the process of community-based participatory action, and the partner is vital to the sustainability of any project. So the goal of community-based participatory action research is really to work with the community rather than for the community. The research method was decided upon by the community members, and it's essential that the community members decide upon the research method so that our actions in the community are culturally appropriate. So mixed methods were used in this community-based participatory action research project and included surveys, observations, one-on-one interviews, focus groups or committee meetings, and community forums. Community members also assisted in key informants in mobilizing additional community leaders, such as pastors, teachers, and store owners, to participate in interviews. This information obtained from community members and leaders was used to develop a community assessment tool. As I stated previously, 13 key informants participated in interviews. During the interviews, the key informants stated that it was difficult to prioritize their primary health concerns, so we recorded all of their health concern responses for a total of 39 responses. The primary health concern was then identified as gastrointestinal illness, followed closely by respiratory illnesses. This bar graph depicts the responses recorded from the key informants regarding their primary health concerns. Gastrointestinal illnesses, as you can see from the graph, represented 28% of the responses from the key informants, and respiratory illness represented 25% of the responses. This means that almost every key informant identified gastrointestinal illness or respiratory illness as a primary health concern. And although the key informants actually identified clean water access as their highest priority, through a community-wide assessment survey, the community members themselves identified respiratory illness as their primary health concern. So as a result, the team spent the better part of the last 7 years working with the community to mitigate the respiratory issues. As the respiratory arm of the research project is now nearing completion, in the spring of 2013, the research team partnered with Engineers Without Borders to address the community's next top priority, access to clean water.
Through Prattville University Student Chapter of Engineers Without Borders, EWV Valpo, went on a preliminary assessment trip in February of 2013. During this community visit, members of the EWV Valpo team met with four representatives from the Community Water Committee, the president, secretary, supervisor, and outreach and public relations coordinator. When EWV Valpo met with these key informants from the Water Committee, the small group discussion resulted in the identification of water accessibility and sanitation as the primary health concern of the community. These results are consistent with the data gathered from key informants and community members in 2007, as the respiratory health concern has since been mitigated. Our EWV Valpo team plans to travel in November of 2013 to get a more broader view of the primary concerns of the community by conducting a more thorough assessment of individual community members. The assessment consists of a structured survey designed in conjunction with community leaders. The assessment will be completed through one-on-one interviews with community members with a representative cross-section of the community. The results of this survey will facilitate a plan of action in partnership with the community. Because of Valparaiso University's existing relationship with community members and work in the community, capacity building was able to be accomplished with ease. When we travel later this month, we will interview a diverse range of key informants to include the views and opinions of community members that are not in the healthcare field. The ecological approach of community health assessment will provide the framework for seeking partners in the research process. The Local Water Committee is an elected organization in the community that, according to its published guidelines, is responsible for the maintenance and operation of the water distribution system. It identifies the water needs of the community and works to resolve these needs. By working with the already established Water Committee, we are emphasizing our intent to partner with the community and will be utilizing the proper channels of authority. Partnership with a local NGO will provide enhanced communication between EWV and the community. The NGO has access to both internet and telephone services and makes frequent trips to the community. Due to limited technological resources, for example, the community does not have telephone or internet access, it has been difficult in the past to maintain regular communication with the community. This partnership with the local NGO will overcome this limitation. Our need for third parties to serve as interviewers or interpreters has also proved a limitation at times. These limitations have been overcome to a degree with established partners who regularly communicate with community members and are willing to provide consistent interpretation services. In conclusion, through the preliminary assessment of key informants from the Water Committee, access to clean water was the primary remaining health concern identified. Currently, while in the assessment phase of this project, the goal is to utilize a community health assessment tool created by community leaders and EWV Valpo. The assessment tool will be a survey of a representative cross-section of the community. The survey will be implemented through home visits. Interviews will be conducted by nursing students from Valparaiso University in partnership with community members. The students will be accompanied by nurses, health workers, and interpreters from the community during the survey. After compiling all the information necessary from the key informants and community members, local healthcare professionals, educators, and engineers will join together to develop a plan to address the community's primary health concern. access to clean water for the entirety of the community. Thank you.